Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you're having a blessed, fantastic, terrific day today, and thank you again for supporting Health Masters and getting the truth and news and freedom out there for people to talk about. I was just talking to Steve about this right before the show, and we've been continually getting more emails now about people asking us certain questions, and he's been getting more phone calls about people that are going, dude, you know, I got the shot in the past. I'm seeing what's going on. I'm not doing this again. You know, what can I do? And we go over a lot of the natural protocols with the CoQ10 and the chelation and the GHI and the magnesium brain food to try to help the body as far as reduce the inflammation and detox the body and clean it out and flush out whatever this RNA sludge is they're packing into everybody that is voluntarily going in and getting this shot. And what's interesting about this is we were just talking about in detail now how this article has come out, and I was reading it earlier from Jordan Satchel from the Dossier on how Comirnaty, Pfizer has no intentions on ever correctly, as of right now, no intentions on producing brand name Comirnaty COVID vaccine. And if you guys remember, just a recall on this, back on August 23rd, 2021, last year, I remember the article very clearly because I did this, covered this story the day it broke back from, you know, our guest house at my property that I live on because I had COVID. And I remember doing this article, and it went into detail about how the FDA approved Pfizer's COVID shot, and it was all over the news, all over the news. Pfizer approves it, not even emergency use. It's got full approval from the FDA now. Pfizer's fully approved. Everybody needs to get their shot now. And if you guys recall, when that happened, everybody that was awake started scratching their heads going, nah, I don't buy this. There's something else going on. And everybody celebrated it. It was a turning point for COVID because it was now fully approved by the FDA. Well, then we later on dug it up and we found out the whole thing was a complete and total lie. The FDA never approved the biotech COVID shot that was currently on the shelf ready for people to get injected with. They approved a brand name Comirnaty COVID injection that had never even been produced. And when you looked in the fine print of it, they went on to say that the Comirnaty label product was similar to, not exact, but similar to the biotech formula, and that basically they could be used interchangeably if they needed to do so and essentially swap labels, so to speak. And so biotech emergency use toxic kill shot now fell under the umbrella of Comirnaty approved Pfizer shot from the FDA, giving it the full protection of the United States government so nobody could sue Pfizer for the shot. That is why they did it. And what's interesting, you look at this article here, and it talks about the legally distinct product between the emergency use authorization and the Comirnaty shot that is never making its way to the market as of right now until, in my opinion, I think once they get it on the shot schedule, that is when you will see Comirnaty on the shot schedule to get full blanket immunity and they start injecting this in the kids. What's interesting, if you look at the FDA, the CDC website via Pfizer, it goes on to talk about the Pfizer received the FDA license for the COVID vaccine, Comirnaty, and it goes on the number, the NDC number, and then right underneath it, it says, at this present, however, Pfizer does not plan to produce any product with these new NDCs or any labels over the next months while the EUA authorized product is still available and being made available for U.S. distribution. As such, the CDC, the AMA, and the drug media may not publish these new codes until Pfizer has determined when the product will be produced with the BLA labels. Meaning, Pfizer has no intentions on making Comirnaty because Comirnaty doesn't exist. Comirnaty was specifically designed to get approved so they could run the current number under the biotech number under it to keep them essentially shielded from all liability. This again shows you the level of deception And the level of control that Pfizer has wielding the FDA is pretty much its do-boy in their back pocket, that they will do anything they tell them to do. And I went into detail on why that happens when it comes to the funding that Pfizer gives FDA in detail about a month ago. And if anybody has lost all respect for the CDC, which I did pretty much from the inception of them since I ever found out about what they did, it's pretty much granted now that everybody's going to start losing any and all respect for this completely and totally corrupt alphabet agency. That, if you guys recall, 2 days ago on Monday, they came out, the CDC came out, and they stated that they recommend that all travelers now start wearing masks because it can protect you against monkeypox. Yeah. That's what the CDC came out on their website on Monday, recommended that all travelers start wearing masks at all times due to monkeypox. Now, they also blatantly came out, along with other health agencies, stating that the alleged monkeypox that is rolling around the homosexual community is not a respiratory infection. It is not an airborne virus. It basically is only contracted through touching other people's monkeypox lesions. So wearing a mask has absolutely 100% zero effect against this monkeypox. Well, now apparently, after the CDC got laughed at like hyenas for the last 2 days, I had an article somebody sent me this morning now, and literally overnight, the CDC has now removed the recommendation to wear a mask for monkeypox. Just completely deleted the entire paragraph off their website, as I guess pretty much everybody eviscerated them, as did I. Now, what's interesting about this now, they're saying there's like 32 cases of monkeypox in the country. 32 cases over the last month. Do you know where over half of all the entire cases are located? In two states. Two states control almost all cases of the monkeypox. You know which ones those are? Drumroll, please. Brrr. New York and California. Imagine that. Imagine that when they stated that it all came from Europe in a giant gay homosexual orgy, and that's where it originated from, and now it's mainly stemming in California and New York. I'm not even going to go any further on that. I'm just going to get people mad at me that still live in those communist states. But again, this shows you why you cannot hand over your health rights to anyone but yourself. It is your responsibility, my friends, to take care of your health. Remember, I told you guys yesterday, the video, you can watch it online, of Fauci blatantly saying, and I quote, "It's less about mandates on a plane than it is about who has the right and authority of making public health decisions. It's a matter of principle of where the authority lies, and that is about whether or not there's going to be a mandate on a plane or not." He's blatantly telling you it has nothing to do with masks. It has nothing to do with making your safety or your health. It's all about who has the authority and the right to demand that you follow them, and you do not ask questions, and you put your dog muzzle on, and you be a good peasant. That's what he said. You got to remember, I told you guys that one quote from that movie, Open Range, a long time ago, blatantly. And it says, he said in the movie, he goes, "If you listen to what somebody tells you, they'll tell you their intentions." All you got to do is listen to these guys. They're very cryptic. They tell you exactly what they're doing. They tell you exactly what they're involved in. They tell you exactly what their plans are. They give you very clear, clear-cut explanations of what they're doing. You just have to listen, and you'll pick up on it very, very quickly. So I thought I would bring that up out there today, as the CDC, literally, this is supposed to be the agency we're supposed to have telling us when and where what we can do, when we have to shut down our business, how we have to wear a dog muzzle to arrive on a plane, how we have to basically stay 6 feet apart. We can't go into certain places. They can only have limited capacity. The same agency is the one that came out on Monday and said you need to start wearing a mask on your face due to monkeypox, because there's 30 cases in the country that are almost all among homosexual individuals, and monkeypox isn't even an airborne respiratory virus under any circumstances. Yes, this is the agency you should run clear away from. If they tell you something, you literally need to do the opposite of what they say to do. You know, I'm right. You can't make this up with this clown. What do you think about this? They're going around and having to switch gears this fast because they got so eviscerated online.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. The media basically doesn't know what to do with the alt-media, because there's enough of us out there telling the truth that we call them to task whenever they come up and say stuff like this, and they just make up stuff. And you're right, that movie, The Open Range with Kevin Costner, you know, it was a phenomenal movie. It really was. And I remember he's being interviewed by the sheriff who wants him to move his cattle, and the cattle starts, he starts talking to him about how some drovers had come in before them, and they all gotten killed. And Kevin walks out, and he tells his co-star, he says, you know, they're telling us what they're going to do. They're going to attack us. They're going to kill us. They're going to try to kill us. You know, that's what they're doing. And you're exactly right. If you listen very closely to what people say they're going to do, it's what their plan is. And, you know, I wrote this morning. I said this to my sister, and I said, they always tell you what they're going to do. It's called white magic or lesser magic. For some reason, they have to tell you some type of cosmic law. They feel, according to their own perverted satanic religious beliefs, that if they don't tell you what they're going to have to do, that they will be punished on the other side of the veil. This is when they, you know, they know that you don't die. Christians don't die, neither do heathen. They just go to hell. They get punished. And they know on the other side of the veil, they basically are going to be really punished if they do things to you and they don't tell you in advance what they're going to do. If they tell you and you acquiesce due to compliance or fear, or you don't object to them, then they are free from any consequences after death. This is their belief. But all we have to do is to resist the devil and he will flee. We have to stand our ground and stand against these things. I mean, and let me give you the scriptures on this morning, because I love to give you guys scripture verses, because, you know, it doesn't really matter what I say. It's what the Word of God says. And here's the first scripture verse I want to give you, James 4:7. And it is very important that we understand this is Bible. Now I'm giving you Bible. But he who gives us more grace, that is why it says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Remember the other day at the end of the show, I was talking on Monday about how we needed to commit our plans unto the Lord and we need to pray for God's perfect will to be done in our life, because he's an omnipresent God. He knows the entire fractal timeline of all the possibilities that occur with the choices that we make. But it also says to resist the devil, because when we do that, it allows us at that point to stand against the evil one. And then in Ephesians, it goes into even more detail about that. It says to us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of the world's darkness, the satanic groups, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You can throw your alien encounters into that one, can't you? You can go ahead and talk about alien abduction and, you know, and demons and all the other weird stuff and these extraterrestrial beings that have invaded the planet from all the way back to Genesis chapter 6 when they started breeding with humans and changing our DNA. So he's warning us. I'll read it to you again. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, and it's here now, friends, I'm telling you that, you will be able to stand your ground, and having done everything to stand. And it says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness. Now, guys, listen to me. It's really important to get this. They're going to tell you what they're going to do, and they've done so many times. Remember that TV series, The X-Files? Back in 2016, they had like a conclusion of the series. They came back and did another few shows on it, and they were letting you know what they're planning on doing. This is Hollywood. Remember, Hollywood is Kabbalist control, this Luciferian control. But again, they're subjected to their own laws of this lesser and white magic. Now, I had Todd pull a video for you this morning. It's only about a minute long. I want you to listen to it. Go ahead and play it, Todd.
He has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome, put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Well, that's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
When you say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune systems by the addition of something to our DNA.
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered.
I don't know that either.
Or why it's happening now. What can we possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it. Dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune systems.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
We have to figure this out. What's wrong with the science?
Okay. The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Remove the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay. So how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact locations.
Exactly. But in this instance, used as a weapon.
The ultimate weapon. The ability to depopulate the planet. To kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient, by severe drought brought on by weather wars conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves in a state of perpetual war to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home with tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S. The building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose. The corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
Well, will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
An invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
Well, there you go. That kind of sums it up, doesn't it? You know, and I'm not necessarily agreeing on the EMP attack. I don't think they're going to do that. They maybe have some isolated incidences of EMP attack, and I don't think they're going to detonate any nuclear weapons on us. I don't believe they're going to do that at all, but I think they can shut down the power grid. Now, I don't normally come out with stuff like that and tell you stuff like that because it's so unbelievably negative, but I wanted to share that with you because of what Austin said this morning about how they tell us what they're going to do. They always tell us what they're going to do. You know, the biggest problem we have right now is the denialists in the country. The people that basically don't believe there's any purpose of anything of being in the United States or being alive, they deny everything and deny all faith. That's a big problem that we have. But remember this, over 90% of Americans under the age of 50 are self-absorbed atheists, pseudo-Christians who have no idea what true Christianity is. They're agnostics or they're nihilists. And probably less than 5% of the Americans right now understand true globalist agendas. Or the main players, which are the central banks, the drug companies, the Rockefeller Medicine, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, or Agenda 2030. Due to fluoride, drugs, vaccines, media mind control via television and social media, most people lack the left brain reasoning function to put together information and see the facts. Few patriots are of fighting age today. Most of us are over the age of 50. There are three options for this country. Number one, the military can stand on their oath and remove the traitors in government or corporations and restore constitutional government or accept tyranny and slavery or civil war nationwide. The military is not going to do anything. Its time is come and gone. They're woke. Do you remember what Obama did when he purged all of the patriots out of the military? He did that on purpose. Voting won't fix anything, you know, unless we fix the voting machines and get rid of the digital voting and get rid of the diebold election machines and go back to paper ballots and force it at a local level, at a city level, a county level, at a state level. It's not going to fix anything at the national level because of fraud. You can see that with that movie 2000 Mules. And Congress is so totally corrupt and compromised via the Mossad, MI6, the FBI, the CIA, via blackmail. I mean, think Mossad agent Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. We've been conquered by cultural Marxism via the Kabbalist Frankfurt School with these Satanists. They never launched an invasion. This Satanist, this satanic Kabbalist group, they never launched invasion landing craft like at the beaches of Normandy. They didn't have to. They did it through cultural Marxism. They destroyed us by destroying our family units and forcing many to accept the satanic woke agenda. That you think that men and women are the same, that they could be a man or a woman or a sponge or whatever. I mean, stupid. All of this is being done to subjugate the American and global populations to accept. Now, listen to me. Nobody else talks about this. To accept the building of a third temple, to resurrect your serpent god, to bring us the Antichrist, to rule us via Noahide laws, via one world satanic government. The only hope we have is to preach the true Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, who was sent here to deliver us from the evil one. We need a spiritual revival bringing us back to true Christianity. Until we have that, until we wake up the pulpit, or until we, as American patriots, start talking about what I just said, it's not going to make any difference. I urge you. This is that show, all right? I covered a lot of stuff today, including bringing in the X-Files. And I want you to send this one out to everybody on your data list. I only ask you to do that a couple times a year. But I want everybody on your data list to get this show. And now some of them will basically be, you know, they'll laugh. They'll think it's funny. Some will think you're crazy or that I'm crazy. And I really at this point don't care anymore in my life. All I know is what they're doing to us. You say, well, there's no conspiracy. Oh, they didn't lock us down? They didn't have Operation Warp Speed? They didn't inject us with foreign DNA? They didn't CRISPR edit our genes? They didn't shut down our immune systems? They didn't lie to us about monkeypox and everything else they talked to us about, including COVID, and how, quote-unquote, everybody needed to have vaccines, including little children, newborns had to have vaccines against this when they have like a zero rate of fatality or even really getting sick? Yeah, that's the same group that did all of this stuff. But we can pretend like none of that happened. Like Austin said a few weeks ago, he's not going to forget what they've done. And he's going to continue to bring it up, and so am I. Now, here's another really good article. It says the extreme tyranny today has been caused by mass voluntary compliance. What we face today is pure, unadulterated, totalitarian madness. As a people of this country, we remain indifferent. I'm going to read you a quote from Ayn Rand. It says, collectivism holds that the individual has no rights, and that his life and work belong to the group, to the society, to the tribe, to the state, to the nation, and that group may sacrifice him at its own whim to its own interests. The only way to implement a doctrine of that kind is by means of brute force, and statism has always been a political corollary of collectivism, Ayn Rand, 1964. Now, this article goes on to say, and this article is from the Lost Sense Stop Blogspot. I don't want to plagiarize. I want to tell you who did it, and we're also going to post it on our website. It has always been, but considering the past 2.5 years, most of mankind has universally acted as non-human members of a non-caring mass. This is called groupthink. The explanation for this lies in the human phenomenon called mass formation psychosis. From a pragmatic perspective, this boils down to the elimination of the individual in society in order to satisfy the predisposed nature of the non-thinking idiotic herd seeking feigned safety and group acceptance. Rational and critical independent thought completely disappear when crowds gather just because they have lost that left brain ability. This attitude is based on what is referred to as groupthink, which I just mentioned, which actually means no intelligent or intelligent thinking at all, just agreement without exception with the majority. This is what they're going to do with 5G. This is what they're going to do with the graphene hydroxide they put in you when they tie it together in a nanotech situation, which it self-assembles and starts controlling your thoughts, just like they did in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought was evil all of the time. This is the same group that's doing that. The false assumption of solidarity and the unwarranted perception of unity that necessarily accompanies any thought of the common good, which is neither common or good, is only illusion and one that has to be accepted without proof of validity, like stand in line, stand 6 feet apart, take your injection. is done in order to perpetrate the state-sponsored narrative. The dynamic of group lies and propaganda, something I refer to as societal shared obsolescence, is the core underlying premise expected and demanded by the ruling elite. The state of mind by the masses can only lead to total failure and self-induced slavery. So any expectation of safety in numbers is, in this circumstances, asinine. Wow, is that well written. Consider just a handful of examples, few of the many and few adverse consequences, though actions, to rather non-actions. After the national state of emergency declared by the evil Trump, I like this person, they say Trump's evil, I agree with that, a declaration that literally and legally set loose the state governors and their henchmen to declare psychological and physical war against the citizenry, all hell rained down on the people. Even Cherry Tenpenny, good friend of mine, got banned yesterday on Trump's new Twitter feed thing that he did. They banned her permanently. She'd been basically excommunicated from Trump because she was telling the truth about the mass amount of injections they were doing, how poisonous they are, and Trump is still pushing the kill shot. If any of you want to vote for him again, bleh! Okay? Mass lockdowns were mandated, causing most of this country to become prisoners in their own homes, an abandonment of family, friends, family values, neighbors, and massive increases in suicide. Businesses were ordered to shut down all under Donald Trump. Employees were sent home with no way to support themselves or their families. Instant ghost towns were created as economic disaster loomed large as Donald Trump, as John Rappaport says, carpet bombed the United States. Supply lines were shut down. Delivery of goods was extremely limited, and of course, of inventories were decimated. Very dangerous mask wearing became universally accepted under Donald Trump by the collective hordes of weak-minded citizens as the state-sponsored businesses allowed to stay open, became immediately obedient to state bosses, and acted as their own police state in demanding compliance by the pathetic indoctrinated population. You cannot come in here if you are not wearing a mask. You must socially distance. You must stand outside until we have less people in the store. You peasants, get out! Yeah, they did that. And I remember who did that, and I will never do business with them again. This was used to excuse to further enslave the public. By creating out of thin air trillions of dollars meant to enrich the richest at the expense of the common man, the lowly masses were given government stipends in the form of small checks, extra unemployment, paid off to stay at home and not work, and medical care became very scarce unless the weak and old could be murdered to help advance the fear of the fake virus, say, remdesivir right now. Very, very important. To enhance the economic destruction, all schools were shut down at a time when this population either needed to wanted to have multiple incomes. It became necessary for most parents that worked outside the home in order to survive to get things they most desired. They started living on credit cards. Now, with businesses closed, the school babysitting services eliminated, prices rising, the bills stacking up, families are being torn apart. This is just as planned. With all the printing of this fake money, inflation took hold and eventually became almost impossible to deal with. Given that so many in this country have to live hand to mouth, dependent week to week on paychecks, stress and depression were only accelerated in a time of great strife. Calls by the Trump administration, government in general, Gates, most of all the non-government organizations and pharmaceutical companies, media and others, to hurry to the delivery of very experimental toxic bioweapon injections, falsely called the COVID vaccinations, were ramped up through a program called Warp Speed and others so that the mass experimentation of the populace could commence along with the mass eugenics and genocide of the population. The FDA approval, of course, came eventually, and much physical medical harm was forthcoming and will be for years to come. Traveling, especially international travel, was decimated. With all this collusion, the planted idea of racism and division went into high gear as the government and the media propagated hate on a minute-by-minute basis via their controlled media whores, also known as the mainstream media and Black Lives Matter. Guys, listen to me. It's so important. I'm going to send this article to everybody. You guys need to read it. I'm going to give it to Sharon so she can post it on her Twitter feed. But I want you to read it. We need to understand that this was all planned. That this was done to us on purpose. Do not forget what Donald Trump did. Remember what Ghislaine Maxwell said. They had videotape of him. Epstein did. Now, she didn't say what that videotape was, but any videotape that Epstein had, I can guarantee you one thing, it wasn't good. So please, please tell your friends to listen to this show today. It's very, very important. Austin, what do you think, buddy? What's your next story?
You nailed it on the head. I mean, this entire thing now with this shot is becoming more and more of a very, very clear example of what happens when you allow people to come in and start doing gene therapy and the side effects we've seen. And you just played it in that clip. they tell you what they're going to do. I mean, that show literally sounded like we were watching a COVID commercial, like somebody was doing a recap on COVID. The whole entire thing was planned from the very beginning. And what's interesting about this now is you're starting to see more and more and more and more people continually have health problems that I talked to that have gotten these shots, especially it appears after they start getting this third and fourth booster. And, you know, you made a comment earlier talking about EMPs and nukes are unlikely. And I've always agreed with that assumption. Not that I don't think they may not be used strategically in certain areas or certain cities or something to basically a false flag like 9/11 in New York. But as far as the whole fear porn that you hear some of the alt media come out with and talk about how there's going to be four nukes that are going to rain down and the entire United States is going to be decimated in a few minutes. Everything's going to be blown up and it's going to be apocalyptic wasteland. My answer to all that is, well, if that happens, what do you really care anyways? You're not going to know it even happened. But I don't think it's ever going to come to that, because here's the reason why. They wouldn't have spent $2 trillion on 5G rollout over the last 4 years. The mass majority of people have to have some constant dopamine trigger now. They have to be constantly looking at social media, constantly watching YouTube, constantly watching videos. And some people, they get constantly hooked on porn. It's just part of the society we're in right now. The internet and the phones are one of the most instrumental tools the globalists have in order to keep the masses pacified. On top of that, it is one of the most effective tools at tracking and monitoring people's behavior and watching everywhere they go and building algorithm databases on everybody. If you blow an EMP and you take out the entire country's electrical grid and all the 5G systems go down, newsflash, all the phones go down. What happens when all the phones go down? Oh, people actually have to come to the realization that they've been living in a fantasy for the last decade because their phones don't work, and they're actually going to have to address and look at what's going on in reality. You're going to wake up about 90% of the population. You shut everybody's phones off. You can't have normalcy bias anymore. You are now awake fully. They don't want to do that. That would be probably one of the worst mistakes they could possibly ever make from a strategic psychological operation standpoint. That's why I don't think it's going to happen. That's why I continue to tell people, make sure if you're running one of these slave trackers, which just about everybody is, use it sparingly if you don't need it, or leave it at home. And I know they also make cases, like Dad's got one, and other people, they make bags, which I think are pretty cool. So you can take it out and use it if you need an emergency, and if you don't need it and somebody doesn't have to get a hold of you, you can put it in one of the little basically protection bags that basically blocks the radiation out of it too. So it's double benefit. Now, I get it. A lot of times it's becoming a difficult world now. When you have kids or you have young children and you're trying to stay constantly in touch with people and you're running businesses, because everybody's become so dependent on these stupid slave trackers, but they are very much so used as a very, very effective tool to monitor what everybody does. Remember they was talked about this whole thing with 2,000 mules? Now they're monitoring people down all the way up to the you know, within a meter of where they are. That's how they do the contact tracing, guys, when people turn their apps on and allow them to be contact trace and monitor to see if the COVID is spreading. That's what they're doing. And this is why they built an algorithm. This is why they wanted nobody talking in person. I personally told you guys this from the very beginning when the COVID thing started, that I didn't think it was anything about monitoring or controlling as far as the spread of a virus. It was about getting people conditioned to staying away from having person-to-person contact. It was about encouraging people to stay 6 feet apart. The numerology was all there. Right? Everything constantly on the walls. I've said this repeatedly. Number six here, number six there, number six there. Nobody picked up on the occult symbolism of that but me and a few other people when it first came out. I said, why? We're just there's no research. I asked multiple scientists about it that I knew. I asked people about it. I did research. There was zero science that 6 feet suddenly, this arbitrary number suddenly protects you from contracting an upper respiratory virus. None. Zero. Didn't exist. And then finally we come out, we see European literature come out and say, yeah, six was just a random number they pulled out of a hat. Didn't matter if it was five or seven or eight. There was really no significant difference whatsoever when we've looked at any test. It was just a random number they pulled out, told everybody it was a mandate. Well, again, That's what they wanted to do, right? Then shove muzzles on everybody so nobody could talk. Everybody stands 6 feet apart. Nobody can communicate. What does everybody just start doing? They all go to their phones. They go to Netflix. They go to social media. Nobody wants to have any communication with one another, and they did a fantastic job of it. Now we're starting to see more and more and more truth come out about what's going on with the death rates associated with these shots. I saw an article earlier here that was deeply disturbing, and I feel bad for a lot of it in Australia because, you know, they voluntarily gave up their rights for protection because they gave up their firearms. After 1996 happened, they went in and basically allowed themselves to just pretty much be completely disarmed. And it was sad, you know, because it's a beautiful country, still is a beautiful country. And the more research I keep reading about it, the more I keep finding that there's a very serious issue that's trending in Australia now. They said the death spike in the highly vaccinated Australia is becoming very questionable about what's really happening. They said that the Australian death rate is up 21% overall, almost higher than the rate they've ever had before. They're also saying that the COVID death rate in Australia, the alleged COVID death rate, is up 10% higher than it's ever been, even from the early phase of COVID when they're locking everybody down. Now, Australia, if most people don't realize this, from the Australian government, for what the Australian government says, they state that basically Australia has like a 92% vaccination rate. Because, I mean, remember, 95%. 95% vaccination rate in Australia. Because remember what they were doing, everybody? They're hauling people off to detention centers, hauling people off, and basically some people never saw them again. Law enforcement knocking on your door if you made a comment on Facebook about not agreeing with the lockdowns. But they're in perpetual lockdown for like 2 years over there. Now they've got this 95% vaccination rate, so everybody's supposed to be protected, yet their death rate is continuing to climb from all kinds of different things, all kinds of different health problems, all across the board. Imagine that. It's almost like the shots causing people to get sick and die. Oh, man. Golly. Kind of like the video that Dad just played a second ago. Kind of like they went in and started doing gene editing to people. And basically this gene editing they did is causing people's immune systems to crash. Oh, yeah, imagine that. I saw another article here now, and they're talking about – this is from basically WCBV, and they were going into detail how the new influx of infections is coming from the new Omicron subvariants. Got the Omicron subvariants now, guys. Now, you got to keep up with these subvariants because now we're looking at BA.4 and BA.5 subvariants. They're spreading rapidly. People are getting the sniffles and getting headaches again. There's these subvariants, they're out there. And what's interesting, it goes on to say here, it says the Center of Disease Control has accounted for an estimated 6-7% of the new subvariant infections in the U.S. in late May. Now, first off, you got to understand for a second. This is completely and totally erroneous numbers. They don't isolate these variants they allegedly tell everybody about when they do rapid tests and quick center tests and all these tests they're doing. They don't do that, guys. Do you understand how long it would take to process tens of thousands of tests and look at every single form of possible variation that it could be, isolate it, and then basically mark it down and record it and categorize it and then take the next test and do it? Remember, this is something you just don't throw in a petri dish and all of a sudden, oh, it's subvariant BA5 now. We know what it is. I'll throw the next one in there. This is very, very, very specific in look and what they're doing. Now, what's interesting about this now, this article goes on the further. It says they found that the BA4 and BA5 viruses are more than four times as likely to escape antibodies in people that have been vaccinated and boosted. What they're saying is here, they're finding the vast majority of these subvariants in people that have been vaccinated and boosted. That's literally what they just said if you actually read what they're saying. And then they say the BA4 and BA5, and I quote, are more likely to lead to breakthrough infections. Remember, that's what they call COVID cases, where people that have been fully injected and boosted and they still catch COVID. They call them breakthrough infections. It's their fancy way of saying the people that got injected are producing so many spike proteins in their body is making them sick from the RNA gene therapy that they've been subjected to. That's what they're saying with breakthrough infections. The problem with it is nobody wants to talk about any of this. They simply say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. It was a breakthrough case. The vaccine didn't work. Well, isn't it kind of funny that this vaccine they allegedly keep telling everybody to get their booster shot of is a complete and epic failure, and it seems like the only people that are continually getting repeatedly sick are the people that keep getting injected? Yeah. And it was not by coincidence under any circumstances, in my opinion. And this is exactly what Dad just talked about in detail. And then at the same time, while we have all these stuff going on, these continual lies, just, I mean, lie after lie after lie after lie after lie that they keep telling us, we start looking at the bigger picture, like I always tell everybody to do. And I encourage people, look around you for a second. They're basically starving people out of food. This Abbott manufacturing of formula is now finally going back online. I'll talk about that in a second. That whole thing is complete and total staged event in order to short the market with formula, even though I'm not a fan of formula. Some babies need it to survive in certain cases. But they're starving everybody out of food for the most part now. Some prices are going astronomical, much less. We're starting to see, you know, the chicken farms and all these processing facilities all suddenly start catching fire over the last 2 months now. And we've been like 20 different random spontaneous fires at all these facilities somehow, randomly. The energy market and the gas market's through the roof now. They're intentionally shorting the fuel market to try to make sure they raise the price on it. They locked all of us down for months. Some of us they locked down for years, people that complied in some of the communist states. Everybody's basically being priced out of basic necessities due to inflation and shortages that they specifically set into motion. We called that from the very beginning. They intentionally had to do this to start a cascading series of events to start shortages on stuff. And they've done a good reason. They've done it well now. They intentionally did it. They had to shut the entire world economic engine down. And then on top of that, they start massively pumping money in at the same time they shut everything down, causing the inflation to go through the roof. Now, after all those things that are starting to occur, now they tell you, we need to take your firearms away from you because we don't trust you with a gun. Think about that for a second, guys. Let that sink in. What does that tell you? It says very clearly that they want to disarm you because what they're about to do to you, you would shoot them for. Very clearly, very open, right in your face. They're not even trying to hide it. This is what it's all coming down to. This whole strategic timing of these random shootings that have all started to occur back to back to back to back to back after there's been virtually hardly any shootings over the last 2.5 years. Now suddenly they're occurring again. At the same time, everybody's calling for gun control and common sense background checks. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to smack the next person in the face that I hear say that. I'm being sarcastic, but seriously. The whole point of the universal background checks that everybody keeps parroting is one thing and one thing only: to make it a felony to sell a firearm to your friend or family. That is it. You cannot go legally buy a gun from any store, any dealer, online, anything without going through a 4473 background check. Period. Period, 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 exclamation point. They want to do the universal background check clause because it is clearly states in those bills that it will make it illegal for anyone to transfer a firearm to anybody, including family members or friends, without going through a background check at a dealer. Meaning, they are going to short the entire gun market from transfers in the later future. This is a long-term strategic play. What's going to happen is people die. Fact of life, people die. If they're saved, they go on to heaven. Their souls go on to heaven. This is another 1986 Firearm Protection Owners Act clause again. They want to completely and totally short the market on these firearms because what will happen is if somebody dies and they own these firearms, they will essentially be confiscated if they're not registered. If they are registered, nobody's going to be able to legally purchase them or transfer them without going to a dealer and transferring them again, meaning this is a de facto gun registration list that they want to do with universal background checks so that every single person in the entire country has to have the weapon registered to them or it'll be illegal to be in possession of it. That is what this is about. This is all about finding out who has the guns and then turning around in the next step and saying, guess what? We don't trust you enough to own these guns. We're now going to either ban them, or we're going to outlaw them, or we're going to make you have to start paying an exorbitant amount of fees and taxes on them. It's exactly what they've done in California. Year after year, decade after decade, they've slowly gone in and restricted the gun rights of individuals to where in California now has one of the highest crime rates of any state in the country, yet you literally legally can't own hardly almost anything that has any significant firepower over there. If you do, it's a felony. That was strategically done. That wasn't an accident. They did that on clear purpose to see how far they could push the narrative. And this is what they're seeing. So again, as I say, while they're shorting the markets, while they're causing inflationary rates to go through the roof, while food shortages, while fuel shortages, everything are going up, then they come out and say, we don't trust you with a gun. We either want to ban it or make you register it. I mean, that's what they're saying on television, right? When they're saying civilians don't have the right to have an assault weapon, which an assault weapon is completely piss poor term, excuse my language on that, because they intentionally twist that terminology. These semi-automatic sporting rifles are not assault weapons, but they use it to completely and totally obfuscate what's really going on and blatantly tell you, listen to what they're telling you. We don't trust you to own a firearm because what we're about to do to you, you're probably going to use that firearm against us with. So we need to ban it, or we need to take it away, or you need to hand it over to us, because we up here in government have 6 to 8 to 10 five-man fire teams, 10-man fire teams. You can't even keep up with Secret Service in the presidential area. They have so many weapon systems over there. I've even seen some of the systems where they have their armored SUVs with M134 miniguns upfitted into them. They can deploy out of the roof if they need to. These guys have insane firepower every single day they're protected by. But the peasants are not allowed to have anything other than pitchforks and machetes so they can harvest their food and hand it back over to the king. That's where they're trying to take it, guys. That's why they did what they did with the whole thing with Abbott and the shortage of the food over there, the shortage of the formulas. They did this on purpose. They went in, and now we're starting to see the truth is coming out about this now with what really is happening about the Abbott, you know, the Abbott formula, and that's what I was talking to you about earlier in here. The whole thing they told everybody was there was a bacteria infection in two kids, and that basically 73% of baby formula products are now completely out of stock all across the country. Now we're finding out that after 4 months of investigation by the FDA, the bacteria that sickened the infants is a commonly occurring microbe found naturally in the environment. Though the FDA found bacteria in areas of the plant that do not have product contact, none were found in any of the testing of finished products. What's more is the genetic sequencing of bacteria samples from the available samples of the two sick infants did not match any strain that was found in the plant. None of them matched each other at all. In every single case, the bacteria that the children got sick from in testing did not match any bacteria testing in the Abbott formula centers. Period. Yet it's been shut down for 4 months now. Now they finally are saying they're going to let them spool back up and open up. Now, again, this is going to cause a huge supply shortage because now that they're short in the market, now that it's difficult to get anything, and in my opinion, as I told you guys before, I think it was an entire another ruse again because remember the representative we have down here in Florida? She went to Texas and basically saw that they had pallets and cases of formula down there for all the illegals that are getting ready to storm into the United States and be allowed in. Literally warehouses with pallets of them. But yet suddenly every single store in the entire country didn't have any formula. I think that's exactly what they did. I don't think they recalled the baby formula one bit. They knew the bacteria didn't match in the test that they did with the batch samples. They knew that it didn't make the kids sick. They did it so they could recall all the formula, send it down to the southern border for storage so more and more and more people would be incited basically to come to the border and storm the border, all at the same time telling everybody the recall caused shortages in the market and the plant's got to be shut down for 4 months, while at the same time all the babies at the border are basically getting their formula, so they're basically good to go. This was a completely and totally contrived event, in my opinion. That's why I've told people before, don't fall short if you need to. We put the goat's milk formula on the front page of the website under newest articles if you need to look it up and figure out how to tweak it with the organic goat's milk. It works great. I've been on it as a child. My children used it partially when basically Lana was working on breastfeeding them, and we used it as an additional supplement. Always think outside the box. I encourage you to do that. Don't get tracked in this singular plat motion where you can think only this is one way to do it and one way only. Always think outside the box. Think ahead and think with a grand scope. What are they trying to do? How can you hedge against it? And here's what I need to do to implement that, Dad. What do you think?
Well, that's a really good way of thinking at it. You know, they may have had a slowdown of immigration coming to the border because they want to overwhelm the country with millions a year. But a lot of mothers who had young children or babies didn't want to come for fear of not having enough food to feed the children. And so they had to hoard massive amounts of formula at the border. And the only way they could do that is they had to have giant recalls in order to bring it back. Now, this is all speculation on mine and Austin's part. But it's another scenario that you can think through. And suddenly we don't have formula because we have millions coming into the southern border, and now they want the pregnant women and the women who are going to have children, young babies coming to the formula because, of course, these young children have to be trafficked, right? They have to be taken into their slave labor camps and disappeared and sold for all kinds of nefarious reasons, including organ harvesting. I mean, why is it that some of these groups are actually keeping track of the children coming in who have healthy organs? Think about that for a second. As dark as that goes, why? Then it goes back to the nefarious reasons we talked about earlier with this satanic off-world agenda that's taking place right now on our planet. We've got to stand firm in the Word of God, guys. It's so important that we understand who and what we are as Christians. The authority and the power we have is unprecedented. Unprecedented for any species in the entire universe. We were created in the image of the Most High God, period. I mean, that's us. And, you know, and God so wanted to have a relationship with us, a proper relationship with us, He basically gave us Jesus in order to die for our sins to restore the relationship to Him. And remember what Jeremiah 17 says. But the person who trusts, has confidence in the Lord, will be blessed. The Lord will show him that he can be trusted. Confidence is in Him. He'll be like a tree planted near water, vital and strong, that sends its roots by a stream. It is not afraid when the days are hot, when heat comes, or when the leaves are, but its leaves are always green, and it does not worry. It's not anxious in a year when there no rain comes or a drought. It always produces fruit. That's us. We are supported by the Most High God as Christians, as children of the Most High God. And we're going to go through this. We're in the middle of it right now. But guys, Psalm 91, read it. I'm not believing that any of this is going to come against you or against me or my family, because we serve the Most High God. And these entities can't stand that. That's why they're trying to extinguish that behavior from the human race, either through genetic editing or through sickness and disease or through mass compliance. Guys, it's so important that we follow what the Word of God says and we always stand firm. I had the opportunity to pray for you guys this morning. And every time I come in and speak to you guys, it's like being with my family. It's like we're having a fireside chat. You're hanging around the back porch and we got a fire pit going and we're chit-chatting, we're talking, and we're family. Thank you for your support. I can't emphasize that enough. Thank you for donating to Health Masters. Thank you for, even though we're not a nonprofit, thank you for doing that. Thank you for getting your vitamin supplements from us. It means the world because it's the only way we can bring you this podcast. I love you guys. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. You're spot on. I mean, and this is why we continue to encourage people and keep people as healthy as possible and give people the best nutrition advice, because I've told everybody this before, and everybody knows this to be true if you've been here. If you're feeling like garbage and you're sick, you're run down and your immune system's shot, and you have a hard time getting out of bed, you don't want too much of anything. I mean, you just don't want, you're just like, man, I just want to feel better. I just want this over with. I can't live like this. I can't get anything done. That's what they want everybody to be in, a perpetual state of sickness, so they can continue to essentially milk everybody for as much cash as they can in the medical industrial complex. And then when they've squeezed every penny they can out of you, they literally throw people away like they're just a bag of trash. That's what they do. Remember, the medical industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, doesn't look at us as people. They look at us as basically subjects that they can extract money from. I was talking to Steve earlier, and I'm trying to get the article for it. There's been now apparently a researcher that's been discussing the Pfizer trials for the 6-month-old to 5-year-olds. And from what I'm hearing, there was literally very few kids that even got this shot. We're talking like less than 100 in the trial that they use this on. I mean, the test group was so minimal, and they only tested for 8 weeks. 8 weeks in these young children with this RNA shot to basically – and they're saying it's 3 different shots they have to get now. Well, here's the question that I have to ask. If it's an 8-week trial – they tell everybody the kids have to get the first shot, then 2 weeks later the next shot, then by the end of the second month they have to get the third shot. There's literally no way to know how dangerous and ill effect this is going to have on these young children, especially when it comes to reproductive organs. This is so far mind-boggling to me that some people are actually going to voluntarily take their children to Bail and allow them to be injected with this RNA 6 serum. Just being honest with you, I say that term literally. It's like you're taking your child to Bail and sacrificing them and putting this injection in them. You have no idea what it's going to do to them at all. For a virus that has literally a 0% death rate among that age group. 0% when I looked it up. Zero. Yeah, this is what they do. You brainwash enough people, you stupefy enough people, well, you'll get them to do this. And I can almost guarantee you, these children that get this shot, that actually get the real shot, they are going to be plagued with health problems their entire life, and it'll just be the new normal. That's why you see all these kids now at schools with peanut allergies, with dairy allergies, with all these allergies all the time. Guys, this wasn't normal. Even when I grew up, do you remember all these kids having to walk around with EpiPens, having all these allergies all the time? Can't get around whey protein, can't be around milk, can't be around peanuts. Guys, anybody else wonder why this started to occur? This literally never occurred before. It was a rarity to have these allergies as a child, even as an adult. It didn't start until the 2000s. What they start doing in the 90s, started mandating all these shots for the children, started using all these egg cultures, chicken cultures, milk cultures to make these shots. Then you start dumping all the glyphosate in the 90s. Then you start seeing this outcome in the 2000s, and now it has exacerbated itself because now that generation has had kids. And now they start giving their kids the same stuff they got, and it's much, much worse. Do your research, my friends, and please do everything you can to protect these children, especially from the sickos that are out there trying to pervert them. It was some of these videos I saw in Texas with that drag queen story hour or dance hour, whatever it was. I only saw a clip of it, and it was nauseating to me. Made me want to go over there and just get in a fight, what they were doing to these young kids. Like the kids throw money at them, these grown, perverted, pedophile males in drag, these young children grabbing on them. Sick, sadistic behavior. Everybody's seen it. I'm not even going to post. If you've seen it, you've seen it. I'm not going to encourage you to watch it. But understand, this is what they're doing. This is why they're trying to groom the kids. They want them to be totally normal with this type of behavior when they get older. No child should be exposed to this stuff ever. Continue, my friends, to stand up for what's right. Continue to stand up for these young children. They don't know any better, guys. It's what we expose them to and what we normalize is what they design their mindset around, what they focus on, what they normalize when they're older. Please be aware of that. Continue to stay strong. Keep your immune system strong, my friends. Be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. EyeSight's on sale for a couple days. I had a few people asking me about it. We put it on there. It'll be up for just a few days this week. The product of the week, y'all voted and it won really, really close back and forth. The D3 10,000 with K2, that'll be on the website today as product of the week sale. Be sure to check it out. Really, really keeps the immune system strong. The sunshine vitamin D3. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.